done cleansing mind and spirit, but the body could use a little detailing.
What attracts you to a man?
Definitely not this. Miles, what are you doing?
Pursuing the woman of my dreams?
Pursuing, stalking, it's a fine line.
Not you.
Mary Quisenberry. She's in my film class, and I love her, and she might love me if I ever actually spoke to her. So I'm making a documentary to learn about what women find attractive in a man.
Miles, you don't have to do that. You know how to handle yourself around a woman.
When I tried to introduce myself, my palms were so sweaty, I inadvertently spilled Fresca down her sports bra.
Roll camera.
What attracts you to a man?
First off, good hygiene. Man's gotta know his way around a Q-tip.
Cotton swabs, check. Well, what else?
He's gotta be funny, and nice, and smart, and sexy, and he's gotta have a killer smile.
Reality check, that guy does not exist.
Oh, I'm pretty sure he's out there somewhere. Good night, Miles.
Good night, Sabrina. Well, I've already learned one thing. Chicks dig a guy with a camera.
Listings for every photography-related job in a 20-mile radius, redid Josh's resume, and, as a fallback, got him an interview with the Sears Family Photo Department. Start sewing name tags into his underwear, and you're officially his mother. Roxy, when Josh didn't go to Prague and stayed in Boston for me, it was a supreme romantic gesture.
You're right. He could have just tattooed your name on his butt.
Yet his staying has an enormous backside. Downside. Eventually, he's gonna realize that he didn't follow his dreams, and he's stuck here in coffee hell.
Tormented and miserable and resenting your very existence.
I haven't gotten there yet, but thanks for the added guilt. Oh, now I really got to make sure that Josh has the perfect job.
Josh already has a job. And I heard that hell remark, Missy.
She's just a little nervous about having to run the place without him.
Oh, yeah, petrified. There are tons of jobs for photojournalists. Almost as many as there are for rock stars and cowboys.
Guess what? I just got a job as a photojournalist.
Really?
You are looking at the new city desk photographer for the Boston Citizen.
Oh, that's fantastic. Huh? That's great news. For you, too.
I just walked in there and refused to leave until somebody looked at my portfolio. Mike Shelby said I had a journalist instincts and a great
Mike Shelby? The two-time Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter and editor of The Citizen?
Yeah, he's the
Crusader for the people who helped clean Boston Harbor.
Yeah, and he's the one who
successfully fought to preserve Indian gaming.
Yes, he's my new boss.
I love him.
Yeah, I got that.
I'm so proud of you. Well, I'm gonna take you out for a big celebration dinner.
Sounds great. But first, we gotta stop by the paper so I could show you my new office.
You have your own office?
Actually, it's more like my own cubby.
This is so cute. All it needs is a little personal touch. Surprise! It was either this or those little clicky balls that go back and forth.
Thank you. This is so... When did we take this picture?
Oh, I can't believe you're actually going to be working here.
I know. And the rest of the time, I get to be out in the field on assignment.
This is so exciting. Maybe in a few years, we'll be able to work on the paper together. You know, me, a reporter, you,
Josh, these mugs are magnificent. I don't know when I've seen a peck of more perfect picks.
Hey, Blondie, you playing or you talking?
Well, fill me in, Blackie. I got to write a new lead story to go with these. Stop the presses! God, I love saying that. Copy!
Brainy, this is brilliant.
Tell me something I don't know.
Excuse me.
Can't you see we're working here, or don't you recognize a newsroom when you see one?
Sabrina, this is my boss, Mike Shelby.
Oh, I am so sorry. I was just having a newsroom fantasy.
I used to have them all the time. Except in mine, I make a lot more money, and I look like Robert Redford.
You know, I've read everything you've ever written.
So you're the one who's been going through my trash. Listen, as long as you're here, would you mind sticking around? There's been some activity on the police scanner.
Mine? That would be incredible. Oh, you're probably talking to Josh, huh?
Wow, that would be fantastic. Sabrina, I know we had plans to go...
to listen to a police scanner, but you've got one here, so, you know, you're all set. All right, see you later.
Or you can stick around here, if you don't mind listening to sirens and eating bean burritos with the boys.
Bring on the beans and bring on the boys.
So, long story short, I find myself sitting in a foxhole in Kuwait with Wolf Blitzer, Morley Safer, and Jenny McCarthy.
Mike, this is amazing. I could listen to your stories all night.
Yeah, and I think we just did. It's 7 a.m. I gotta go to class.
Bye. I gotta go to work. That was an easy commute.
I love this job.
What attracts me to a man? Well, first and foremost, his intellect. And barring that, buns of steel.
Let's get back to intellect. So far, my knowledge of advanced astrophysics has not exactly been a hit with the ladies.
Really? Well, it must be in your presentation. Miles, women like a man who is strong, confident, and self-assured. You've got to walk into a room, take charge, and knock them out with your masculine charisma.
I'm all over it, chicky baby.
Good luck. And Miles, work on the tush.
Sabrina, it's 4 o'clock. Are you still waiting for Josh?
Yeah, you know, ever since he took this new job, he's having trouble breaking away from the office. But, you know, I'm sure this picnic lunch will be perfectly good tomorrow. As long as Josh doesn't mind having his salmon salad be salmonella salad.
No, I really admire your positive attitude. It's tough on a relationship when one person has to work long hours.
Tell me about it. But this job is perfect for Josh. I'm totally happy for him. I would just be happier if I occasionally got to see him.
Oh, you will. Josh is just paying his dues. I remember when I got my first job interning for Leonardo da Vinci, I was on call 24 hours a day. And my boyfriend, a sailor, couldn't stand it and demanded that I quit.
So did you quit?
Hello, da Vinci, mega genius. I sent Loverboy packing. Eventually, he discovered America, so it worked out for both of us.
So I've just got to keep being supportive.
And I've just got to be off. I know you don't want any ants spoiling your picnic. Get it?
Got it. Go.
I'm so sorry. I was almost out the door when Mike grabbed me to go to lunch.
Oh, no problem.
Sabrina, Mike's doing a story on the mayor, and he wants me to go over there right now and shoot the picture. This is really huge.
Bigger than huge.
I hate to do this to you again.
Oh, it's okay. You know, we'll be together tomorrow night at the concert.
Concert?
Remember, Dave Matthews, Morgan's new boyfriend, got us the tickets?
I don't care about Dave Matthews. I'll be there to see you.
Then I better start rehearsing.
Hey, Mike, I'll see you later. I'm going to meet Sabrina for the concert.
Well, at least one of us will be having a good time.
Something wrong?
Just had a big fight with my wife.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, don't worry about me. I'll find a way to pull it together somehow. Let you go. Go, have fun.
No, it's okay. I totally understand if you have to work.
Well, that's just it. When I'm working, it's great. And now I'm just sitting around listening to Mike talk. First it was about his wife. Now he's telling the Jenny McCarthy and the foxhole story for the fifth time this week. I'm beginning to think this guy just can't stand to be alone.
You have to look at the upside, Josh. One of the most important editors in the country considers you his confidant.
I know, you're right. Look, I'll get out of here as quickly as I can. At the very least, I'll still meet you at the restaurant afterwards. I want to make sure you remember who your boyfriend is.
Like I could never forget that. See you later. Harvey?
Sabrina, what are you doing here?
I live here. What are you doing here?
Harvey!
Hey.
Oh, well, that answers that question.
Wow. Morgan, I had no idea you and Sabrina were roommates.
Oh, do you two know each other?
You could say that.
Yeah, we sort of dated. A lot.
Oh, that, Harvey. And the evening takes a disastrous turn.
Don't worry. Now we're just friends. I broke up with Sabrina when I found out she was...
Harvey! What do you think you're doing?
I wasn't going to tell her you're a witch. I was just going to say that we broke up when we found out we were going to different schools. Give me a little credit.
Sorry. So what's the deal with you and Morgan?
No deal. Met her at a fraternity party. We've gone out a couple times. And we will be going to the Dave Matthews concert just as soon as you wiggle your finger. I broke up with Sabrina when I found out she and I were going to different colleges.
Oh, phew. I hate to think I picked up something out of the Spellman reject pile.
I like a guy who's a little bit dangerous.
Really? You know, I've never told this to anyone, but sometimes I like to drive around with only a quarter tank of gas.
Miles, there's nothing I can say that's going to make you more attractive to women.
Still no Josh. You have one inattentive boyfriend, Spellman.
He has a very important job, and I am totally on board with that. Believe me, as soon as Mike can spare him, Josh will be here.
Sabrina, Josh hasn't spent one moment with you since he got this job. If you keep being so on board, you're going to rationalize your way out of a relationship.
No, I'm not. And if we're not together tonight, we'll be together tomorrow night. I'd rather have Josh be successful at his job than jeopardize it over a whiny girlfriend.
There's nothing wrong with being whiny.
Or shrill.
Hey, Sabrina. Harvey.
Yeah, Morgan's new boyfriend. Mike.
Josh's new boyfriend.
Mike, this is Harvey and Morgan.
Hey, all. I want to thank you for letting me borrow your boyfriend, but I wanted to make sure he didn't miss dinner, too.
Well, thanks for getting him here safe.
Of course, he insisted I join you, so...
It's tomorrow night.
Yeah. See, my wife called and said I don't spend enough time at home. Something about her needs, blah, blah, blah. Long story short, she threw me out. But Josh here was kind enough to offer me his couch for as long as I need it.
Oh, that is so sweet that you would rather stay at Josh's place than at a hotel, which you can obviously afford.
Yep, that's the kind of guy I am. I'm a people person.
I propose a toast to Mike and Josh. Come on, Sabrina, get on board.
So, Mike's moving in with you.
He caught me off guard, okay? As soon as we're done here, I'm telling him he can't stay with me. More importantly, I'm quitting. This is way over the line. It isn't fair for me, and it isn't fair for you.
Josh, I feel guilty enough that you gave up Prague for me. Just don't do anything rash, okay? Somehow this will all work out.
How?
I'll think of something. I just haven't put my finger on it yet.
Sabrina, it's obvious. Mike is spending so much time with Josh because his home life is miserable.
You're right. I just gotta find a spell to get Mike and his wife back together.
Look at this. And I got you, babe, spell.
Perfect. You've gotta be kidding.
Roll with it, gypsy woman. The beat goes on.
This one goes out to Mike and Mike's wife.
They say we're young and we don't know. We won't find out until we grow.
Well, I don't know if all that's true. 'Cause you got me, and baby, I got you. Babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
All right, here you go. I'll see you in the morning.
Whoa, you're not going to bed already, are you?
Apparently not. Please, telemarketer. Hello? Yeah. Hey, it's your wife, Janine.
Yeah? Will you tell that miserable, nagging shrew? I cherish her with all my heart, and my love for her is eternal.
Okay.
Better yet, let me tell her. Do you mind?
Maybe Sabrina was right. Maybe this really will work out. Morning. Who's playing Sonny and Cher?
Hey! Now, your sister claims that a man should be confident and self-assured and wow the women with his masculine charisma.
Have you seen the Eurotrash she goes out with? No woman with an ounce of self-respect would fall for that. A man needs to be aloof, insensitive. If you want to get a woman's attention, ignore her.
My frontal lobe is beginning to throb.
That's because you're paying way too much attention to what I'm saying. Ignore me, scorn me. And then I'll be yours forever.
Hey, I had a feeling I'd be seeing you today. Let me guess, you're finally gonna whisk me away to that picnic in the park?
Mike and his wife got back together.
I know. I mean, I'm shocked.
No, here's the shocker. Now she's hanging around the office and they're screaming and yelling and putting me in the middle.
Now I really am shocked. Would you excuse me a moment? I gotta help Aunt Hilda with this big coffee order. She tends to cap when she should frat. Aunt Hilda, you gotta help me. I put an I've got you, babe, spell on Josh's boss and his wife, and it just made things worse.
Duh. That spell only works if they're both willing to put their stubbornness aside and admit that they love each other.
Well, if they could do that, then I wouldn't have needed the spell.
Double duh. If I could fix relationships with the spell, I'd still be with Alexander the Great. He really was great.
Maybe it's not Mike's marriage that's a problem. Maybe it's just Mike. The guy needs to get a life.
You're in luck. Here's a get-a-life spell, guaranteed to give the recipient a meaningful existence and help him reform his priorities.
And now it comes in a tasty cereal form.
But what if he doesn't like it?
He likes it.
Hey, Mikey, let me have some.
Too late. Doggone. You know what? I think I'm gonna go outside for a while. Take the rest of the afternoon off. Do me some living.
Hey, Sabrina, great news. Mike just took the afternoon off. Any chance you can get away for a little while?
Oh, I think I can manage it. Surprise!
Unfortunately, I've got one for you, too.
Hey, it's the girlfriend, and she's come bearing gifts. I love this kid.
I'm running out of spells here, buddy. Mike, I'm surprised to see you here today. It seems like such a perfect day to refocus one's priorities.
A little while ago, I was sitting in the park, smelling the roses, and then it hit me. I don't need to get a life. I've already got one. The newspaper.
Oh, I should have seen that coming.
You know, when I got married, I told my wife, work comes first. It's my one true passion. I'm a newspaper man, just like Josh here.
Look, Mike, I'm not like you at all right? When I'm not on the clock and there's nothing going on, I'm out of here. If you need me, then page me, but it better be to take a picture.
Listen, kid, with that kind of attitude,
I'll probably be very happy, all right? Now, if you don't like it, then fire me. Because this is one newspaper man who's going to get a life.
You've been eating Mikey's cereal?
Sabrina, that picnic was so worth waiting for. I'd rather lie in a blanket with you any day than watch Mike pick black beans out of his teeth.
Aw, that's the sweetest thing anyone's ever said to me.
I'm gonna go down to the paper and clean out my cubby.
Josh, I'm so sorry about your job.
Hey, don't worry about it, all right? There'll be other jobs. The most important thing is that I have you. You've been so great through all this. I mean, even when everything got totally crazy, you just stayed calm and didn't try to interfere.
That's just the kind of person I am.
Thanks, Sabrina. You're always there for me.
And I'll continue to be there. Well, first I gotta straighten out Mike, then I gotta get someone in here to straighten out Josh's cubby.
What are you doing here?
Maybe an all's forgiven spell or a starting over spell.
Just don't get your newsprint in a wad. I'll be out of here in 2 minutes.
Good, because I don't pay you to hang around the office. I need you down at the docks covering that industrial fire.
You mean I still have my job?
No, I just enjoy sending people down to the docks. Of course you still have your job.
Mike, I love working here, but I'm not apologizing for what I said, and I'm not going to be hanging out when I'm not on the clock.
Woohoo! I mean, woohoo.
That's what I like about you, kid. You stand up for yourself, and you do it for the right reasons. On my book, that's what makes a newspaper man.
Yeah, well, I still got a lot to learn. And as far as I'm concerned, you're the guy to teach me.
Yeah, well, not tonight, all right? I'm taking my wife to a play, and being the romantic that I am, I'm picking her up afterward. Hey, I want you to hang on to this one. She's a keeper.
I know. Sabrina, you're not going to believe this. I still have my job.
Oh, that's great news.
Are you okay?
Oh, fine. I just got the wind poked out of me.
Sabrina, you gotta help me.
Miles, I already told you, a Q-tip and a smile.
No, today's the big day. Over there is Mary Quisenberry. And in here is the wisdom and knowledge that I've gleaned from the fair sex.
Oh, and you want me to videotape the moment when she falls into your arms and you ride off into the sunset?
I'll settle for buying her a cup of decaf. Okay, here goes.
You are looking at a confident, charismatic, clean-eared man who's dangerous, yet mysteriously aloof.
Why do I feel like this is going to be an incredibly short version of the Titanic?
Hello. I'm not going to tell you who I am right away. Because I'm... slightly mysterious, but I must warn you, I'm also dangerous, and you could eat out of this ear.
Oh, I think we just hit an iceberg.
You want to have coffee?
Are you insane? There's absolutely no way I'd go out for coffee with you.
Didn't think so.
Time to bring out the lifeboats.
Hey!
Yeah?
I am free for dinner tonight.
I love a happy ending.